Central Station. That was Bill Graham announcing. So we're going to move you on back down the stage. They're getting ready to start as they're coming on now. You guys, do you have the crowd mic on out there so you can hear all the excitement of what's going on? It really is an exciting
The group
event
is backstage watch. There. They're not out front
yet. They're not out front yet. But wouldn't you say, Claude, just looking at this crowd, the colors and the flags and the tents and all, it's just really an exciting event.
All that group is fixing to come out front now, Jim. They're getting...
The crowd's going to go wild.
Oh, Lord.
Do you guys have that mic ready?
What a crowd. What a lot of excitement out on that field. This stadium
the
is
crowd
jam-packed. Completely full. You couldn't get another toenail in here. And my giraffe is still in the tree over there watching
everything.
Well,
the group's getting ready to come on now. Are they short? They're on their way out on stage right now. There they go.
Immediately turn this into a personal thing, you see. We want you to know who we are, as well as being Ground Central Station as a group. Individually, we are somebody. Here we are.
Thank you.
all on clavinet. Well, on the clavinet, y'all. His name is Herschel Happiness. Herschel Happiness on clavinet.
Feel the need in me.
nothing but a party. A snack party, y'all.
Busy Biology.
Tonight's session is the name of our group. We came to Frisco to play for you. So they will back in their fire springtime. We are really gonna do our thing. Ram Central Station, cause we've been waiting for so long.
Come on, y'all.
Waiting to play for you some of our songs. We've been waiting for so long. We want to play for you some of our songs, cause we've been waiting.
Let me hear you say party. Let me hear you say party. This song, and some folks might think it's kind of easy singing at 10:30 in the morning, you see. But I tell you what, we gonna let you find out right now for yourself, you see. We want you to warm up your vocal cords with Brown Central Station and say this. Oh, you got the scissors, little man. Set. Yeah, that sounds pretty good, you see. But it sounds nowhere near like 60,000 people. No. Try it one more time, y'all. One, two, San Francisco! That sounds pretty good, you know. But I tell you what, you're still not doing your best, you see. I think what makes you sing the best is if we have the ladies sing one time by yourself, you see. I know the ladies in San Francisco can get down, you see. And then we're going to have the men saying one time by yourself, men, you see. Automatically, this has turned into a contest, as you might have noticed. Ladies, are you ready? I want you all to wait now. Ladies, one, two, one, two, three. Give yourself a hand, ladies.
That's all right, ladies.
Gotta make the fellas go get that one.
All right. But I think the men can do a little bit better.
Yeah. all y'all and us. It's a song from our first album, and we call this song People, you see. The song talks about what's going on in the world today, which we obviously know because we're here for a good cause, you see. It talks about all these wars and murdering and killing and not loving each other that's going on, you see. That ain't right, no. So we'd like to dedicate this song to all people from Grand Central Station. You see, and we want you to check out all the lyrics because we mean everything we say from the bottom of our hearts, you see. This song is for you. You know why? Because we love you.
People are dying. a path. Oh, I know one can. Might happen to this world today if things don't straighten up, you see. Because it can't keep on going like this. We know that. So from the book of Revelation to us, this is what Armageddon might look like to us, you see. We want you to check it out. And please take to heart everything that we have said, everything you have seen. Because Ground Central Station loves all y'all.
Thank you.
Are you ready to release yourself, y'all? In case everybody don't know how to release yourself, we're gonna show you. Yeah.
We're gonna show you.
Yeah. We're gonna show you. One time with Ground Central Station before we split, you see. Never have we seen 60,000 folks releasing themselves, you see. So if we could get you to do one thing and release yourself at Ground Central Station, it sure would make everything all right. But in order to do that, you got to get on up. You got to get on up. You got to get on up. Yourself. You got to get on up. Come on, y'all. You got to get on up.
Absolutely fantastic. This is James Gabbert from K101. We're at Kezar Stadium, and you just heard the Grand Central Station. This is our live stereo broadcast and mono broadcast over K101 FM and AM, along with quite a few other college stations which are carrying this broadcast. And the booth with us at
Kezar Stadium. Once again, please, the Great Grand Central Station.
I have Claude Hall.
I'm talking with Mr. Bob Weir. Battery on the drums, Mr. Bill Kreutzmann. On the keyboards, Mr. Keith Gottschall. On bass and vocals, Mr. Philip Lesh. Battery on the drums, Mr. Mickey Hart. On the keyboards, Mr. Merle Saunders. Ladies and gentlemen, the Grateful Dead and their friends.
Thank you.
gentlemen, folks.
Listen to that crowd. I've got your headphones on just a second here.
Graham says that quiet is thrashing everybody on stage. Maybe they're coming back for the encore.
It's absolutely fantastic, the crowd response now at Kezar Stadium. This is James Gambit on K101. And we have Claude Hall, radio TV editor of Billboard magazine, Joel Selden from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Martin is speaking to the crowd now.
Have you noticed the way they have the crowd?
By the way, you've got everybody on the entire football field standing up.
It's phenomenal.
Those that can stand up.
absolutely fantastic.
Jim, the only thing that this can you can compare this to is Woodstock itself. This is one of the greatest happenings in rock music. It's phenomenal.
For those of you who tuned in late, this is K101 FM and AM, along with quite a few college stations. And we're broadcasting this live and direct. This is a snack concert from Kezar Stadium. Bill Graham's on stage. Let's go back to stage. Well, he walked away.
Bill would do that to you, doesn't he?
Yes, Joel is here. We have some FCC things to clear up. KIOI, KIQI, San Francisco, and all the college stations, I think, have to get their identifications in. This program, incidentally, could not have happened had not people like the Record Factory or Northern California Datsun Dealers and Straw Hat Pizza and Sydney Mobile Jewelers contributed to the snack fund, which we said we would defray, we would contribute all of our time if somebody would defray the actual airtime, which we contributed 100% to the snack fund.
Graham had said earlier that all the donations, it would go to the American Indians.
Those are the donations that were taken that are taken here at at the stadium.
The ticket sales, he will decide later. They still might go to the school because, after all, $2 million is a drop in the bucket, you know, for something like a massive school program. Joel, are you with us?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just still thinking about the Set by the Dead. It was great to hear him playing again, and us Dead fans hadn't expected to hear him play again until 1976. At least that's what they said when they closed out Winterland last October.
What happened to David Crosby? At the beginning, didn't Bill mention that David, he announced that he would...
I actually didn't catch Bill's announcement, but it had been expected all morning that David Crosby would appear with the Great Crusade, and I believe he was backstage.
We have the next group coming up is Tower of Power.
Pardon me, Jim.
We have some interviews down
Tower of Power is up next?
Yeah.
Good.
Next.
They've got a brand new lead singer named Hubert Tubbs who's...